And I'll remind you of what the folks at the Readership Institute told us now about 4 years ago about newspapers, not just newsrooms, but newspapers and workplace culture. They told us that we might have the most defensive workplace culture ever studied in 40 years. In 40 years of research or in organizational development circles, that's what we face. And we don't particularly care about that touchy-feely word, workplace culture, except for the fact that the calling card of a defensive workplace is that it fights change. So that's where we began with this project. The Learning Newsroom is a joint venture of the American Society of Newspaper Editors and API. 3 years of bona fide, verifiable research. We worked in 10 newsrooms. We involved about 857 journalists in this. So we created this year-long partnership, and we went into the newsrooms and we trained the entire staff, the entire newsroom staff, in these five topic areas: communication, innovation, business literacy, systems and process analysis, time management, and workout. And workout, I'm sure you're familiar with that term from reading management books, is simply a system for figuring out what we stop doing to do more of what we want to do. And in short, that's what we tried: management training for everybody. We set up in each pilot newsroom a rank and file committee. And this is where managers start getting a little queasy. You let people go into a room with no managers in there and talk about where the organization should go? Nothing was off limits, but this was all done in real time, in real circumstances. The paper got put out every day. We said from the start, management is still management. This is not about creating a democracy. This is not about voting on what we should do next or what we should stop doing or what we should fix. We had newsrooms learn to make the business case for changes, for what they wanted to see change. And in every newsroom, we insisted upon a thorough, deep analysis of the current training plan, without regard to how many dollars were in the training budget. Quite simply because if we're going to do something different, we need to train people to do something different. We need to get off the treadmill of the same type of training we do, training and development efforts for our people. So here's what we ask of management. You have to make time for this work. You have to make time for this training. And the training sessions were half day, again, half day for the entire newsroom. We did these over three sessions generally in each newsroom. So we did a morning session, afternoon session, and then another session the following morning. So it took some time. And between the training sessions, the committee members had to have time to do their work. We asked the publishers and the editors to make decisions on their suggestions in a timely manner, and to, in general, commit to be more open. And here's what it looked like. After each of those training sessions, we had opportunity lists. So the committee had somewhere to go. And they learned new skills, and there was small group work. So they learned to do things like systems and process analysis, which, if you have friends who are engineers or architects, that's what they do on every project all the time. What went wrong? What should have been different? How can we map this and do it better next time? This is the copy chief in Asheville, North Carolina, mapping out copy flow on that desk and saying where the glitches are, where the backlogs seem to occur, and how we can fix them. This is in Hamilton, Ontario, where a young staffer, and you could guess, and if you're analyzing systems and operations in newspaper, there's a lot of talk about all those meetings we have. In almost every newsroom, there were improvements made to the news budget meetings to make them more efficient, more to the point, to save more time. This is what we began to see. Information was more widely shared. They learned more about the business. Our goal was to get more ideas coming from the bottom up. That's all we ever ask. And in fact, that's all we ever ask of those committees. Your only job is to start conversation. Management's job was to sit back with a catcher's mitt and receive those ideas and react. And we unleashed some wonderful things.